Luckily, we have a very good relationship with Westminster Police, and they saw these posters on Sunday morning ahead of the St. Patrick's Day festival in Birmingham and gave us a quick call to check that they were definitely not us. As I say, we have a good relationship with them, and they saw the posters as a marked departure from our normal stance and the normal activity that we engage in. So they were pretty dubious that they had anything to do with us. So yeah, that's how we found out about the posters. We only have seen the posters this morning as they've appeared in the media, because they named some innocent individuals, as far as the police are aware. We have not been able to look at them or see them, just to protect the anonymity of the two individuals that have been named on the posters. So the main feeling is overriding concern and worry that these people will be targeted. What we're doing at the minute is working with the Westminster Police and the Digbeth local neighbourhood policing team, assisting with any ongoing inquiries in any way we can. But the posters are nothing to do with us. We have no idea where they've came from, who's used our logo and our name in this way. It's really difficult. I mean, we're really grateful for the opportunity to be able to clear our name, and that the media are reporting it to say that it has got nothing to do with us. But it's concerning nonetheless that there is something, that people, there's been a malicious attempt of some sorts, and it's not some behaviour that we condone at all. I mean, our normal activity that we do is we organise community events and, things that are good, that are trying to build a community cohesive spirit within Digbeth. So we've run a bonfire night, for example, event, and we've also done a community lunch, a free lunch by the canal side in Digbeth. This is not what we do. We don't organise protests or any kind of activity like this. So it's really concerning.